This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Question, what'd you do this weekend? Well, this is much better than what I did. On Saturday, near the New Mexico town of Alamogordo, a group of video game enthusiasts, excavation specialists, and filmmakers started digging a hole in a desert landfill. Why? Well, you may remember some months ago we talked about a legend that in the early 1980s, video game maker Atari dumped tons of video games into a landfill. The game maker was in financial trouble, in part because a game based on the movie E.T. had done poorly. So poorly, in fact, that it's still described as the worst video game in history. Hence the legend of the Big Dump. The man who designed Atari's E.T. game is Howard Scott Warshaw. He was there, and he joins us for a post-mortem. Howard, thanks for coming on.
Well, it's great to be here, Ben. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, so you apparently famously said they weren't going to be down there.
I had said that many times.
But you were wrong. You found them. You were there on Saturday, right?
I was absolutely there. I saw it dug up, and it was tremendously exciting. I've never been so happy to be wrong in all my life, I have to tell you.
So tell me about how everything went down. The diggers had to get down a little ways, right, and get to the year 1983 in the strata there?
It was very interesting. They actually used newspapers that they pull up to figure out about where they are in time in the dig. And they were finding pieces of newspaper with dates on it from 83, and they located the place. And then eventually, there it was, and the whole thing finally has been settled. And I was surprised, but I was also gratified.
What does it feel like to dig up old ghosts?
Well, I have to tell you, now I'm a psychotherapist, right? So it was very interesting to sit there and watch my past literally being dug up.
All right, so did you get out of the dump with a couple of dusty copies of E.T. or what?
No, they were very, very clear about the fact that the city of Alamogordo owns everything that comes out of that dump.
All right. Not even the creator, huh?
Well, I would have put in my bid for it, but honestly, I was just really, really excited to be there.
Now you're part of the grand evolutionary history of video gaming.
Yeah, and I mean, it's true, and it's an honor to occupy a position like that, certainly. But the overwhelming feeling that I had, which was literally overwhelming to me in the moment.
Did you shed a tear?
I did. I really did. And it was because, the reason you make games, the reason you do something like that in the first place, is to entertain, is to create some interest, create some kind of moment for people that's lasting or exciting or of note. And in that moment, when the games came out and everyone, and there were hundreds of people there, who all crowded around and suddenly became this, like, solid mass of interest focused on this one thing. And I thought, oh, yeah, look at this. The fact that I did something 32 years ago that is still creating interest and excitement, it's very, very gratifying for me.
Well, I guess maybe sometimes digging up old ghosts is not such a bad thing. Howard Scott Warshaw, the designer, creator, and programmer behind the infamous E.T. video game for Atari. He was there at the landfill over the weekend digging the game up. Howard, thank you very much.
Ben, thank you so much. Really appreciate the opportunity.
We've tweeted more information on this story. We're at Marketplace Tech.